Welcome back to another episode of your favorite podcast, Phenomena Nations. Today, we're going to be doing an episode that I've wanted to do for a really long time. And, yeah. So I guess let's just get right into it. So, just so you know, I'm going to be doing a bunch of other... I'm hoping to do some movie reviews and my top 10 worst movie list. But anyway, this is the top 10 greatest movies of all time. Okay, so at the number 10 spot, we have The Green Hornet, starring Seth Rogen and Jay Chou. And it's about this guy, his dad dies, and he becomes a superhero to fight crime in the city and stuff. It's really good. It was based off of a radio show back in the olden days when people didn't have TV. I mean, like, you must be old if you didn't grow up with TV. It was released in 2011, and the Green Hornet is personally my favorite superhero. I like this movie because of the action comedy aspect. I don't watch too many of those, but this one was one that I really enjoyed and made it into my top 10 movies. So, yeah, I would definitely recommend this to someone who's into superheroes. It's not even like a superhero with powers, it's more of like... And it's not even like a guy with like a six-pack even, it's just like... A regular guy with a smart friend who, I guess, they just teamed up. His friend used to work for his dad, and they just teamed up and they started fighting crime and stuff. Okay, next movie, Semi-Pro, doesn't matter, with, what's his name, Will Ferrell. I personally love Will Ferrell comedies. This one, it's about this dude, and he wants his ABA team to join the NBA, the Flint Tropics. It's, this movie would definitely, I wouldn't recommend it to small children. There's quite a few swears in it, and just some inappropriate parts. But anyway, it's a good movie. It's rated 14A. Came out in 2008, 10 years ago. That's when people were still old. But anyway, I would definitely recommend this movie to someone older. And, Will Ferrell's a good comedian. He's very funny. And a pretty good actor. If you don't agree, get out of my podcast. Please don't. I need viewers. Please. Listeners. But anyway, that's my number 9 movie. Watch it. Watch it if you want to. If you want a good laugh. You'll laugh the whole time, basically. At number 8, we have Step Brothers, which is another Will Ferrell movie. Very funny, definitely not for kids, quite a lot of swearing, and inappropriate parts, just mostly swearing, though. And I really liked it, personally. I'd recommend it to someone, an older person. And, yeah, it was definitely my 8th favorite movie, at least, you know. It has Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly, you know that one guy? One second, it just got... But anyway, if you like funny Will Ferrell comedies, then Semi-Pro... And Step Brothers are your go-to movies. On to number 7, The Meg. This is a new movie, and I would recommend you go see it. It contains giant sharks, Jason Statham, the second greatest action movie ever, just so you know. That's a fact. Second. And, giant sharks, explosions, and you can tell they actually tried, unlike some other shark movies. I'm talking about most of them. Yeah, so it was definitely a great movie. It wasn't too violent for a shark movie anyway. And, yeah. Probably not for little kids, but, you know. I would still recommend it to most people. I don't know what year... this was come out in 2018. Sorry. I went to go see this in a drive-in. Drive-in theater is pretty... It's pretty awesome. And, yeah, definitely recommend it. I personally hate shark movies. But this is probably the best shark movie... Maybe the best... Probably in the top 10 greatest shark movies ever. I'll tell you when that was. Oh no, wait. Number 6. I got Star Wars 6. Star Wars 6: Return of the Jedi. But where did he go? yeah. The reason why this is my 6th favorite movie is basically one reason. The color of the lightsaber. It was green. The green lightsaber just pulled me in. And I found there was a lot of action in this one. And there was a lot of action in the other ones, but just something about the 6th one drew me in. Star Wars is a very good series. And yeah. Definitely watch this one if you were to watch any ones, but first watch 4 and 5. And yeah, definitely watch that one. Number 5. Okay, this is getting a little crazy, but number 5 is Tenacious D: The Pick of Destiny with Jack Black and Kyle Gass. It's a true story based on the band Tenacious D. If you've ever heard of them, cuz if you haven't, you know, they're awesome. They're my 4th favorite band. I'll get to that later, someday. And, yeah. Released in 2006. Definitely not for children. Under 3. But there's, lots of swearing. And that's about it. This is probably, an exaggeration of what happened in the forming of the band. Because they're fighting Satan, who is played by Dave Grohl. That was a pretty awesome part. And, yeah. Definitely watch this movie if you're into Tenacious D. It's probably the best musical ever. Ever. It was just a funny movie. And it, I have a friend who says it was bad. Don't listen to that, my friend. But anyway, I would definitely recommend this movie to anyone who likes laughing Jack Black and Jack Black. Jack Black is pretty funny. But anyway, yeah, that's my it's my 5th favorite movie. Moving on to number 4 is the first Chuck Norris movie to get onto here, Missing in Action 3. 101 minutes exactly. Made in 1988. It's about Colonel Braddock, which is played by Chuck Norris, obviously. In the first two, he was, the first one, he had to go to Vietnam for something about peace and stuff. And he, in the second one, is a prequel to the original film where he's in a camp in Vietnam. And in the third one, he has to go rescue his his wife and his child. He thought his wife died, so that wasn't good. But he figures out they are alive, his wife is alive, and that he has a son. Okay, I'm going to give you fair warning, the next 10 seconds are going to have spoilers. One. Okay, that's your warning. Okay, spoilers to 10:30. Okay, the wife dies. He kills the whole army. Okay, now back to the movie. I like this one out of the whole trilogy because it was just more, I felt it was more action-packed. And he had, like, this really cool gun. And he, like, just killed a bunch of people. Saved some kids. Saved a bunch of Amerasian kids. And, then he killed a bunch of more people. Then he saved the kids. It was a very good movie. And I would definitely recommend you check it out. It's the second greatest action movie ever. Now moving on to number 3. The greatest action movie ever. These aren't opinions, these are facts. Okay? Just so you know. The greatest action movie ever. Moving on to number 3 on the Phenomena Nation's top 10 movies list is John Wick with Keanu Reeves, released 2014. The story of the movie, these Russian gangsters kill his dog, so he goes around, kills the whole Russian gang, and then he avenges his dog, and then he eventually just finds a new dog. And, because his wife died, and that was it, and the dog was his last gift from her. And so what he did, and these guys, these Russian gangsters, they go into his house because they want his car. They kill the dog because it was barking. Then they steal his car. And so what does John Wick do? Because he's an ex-assassin, he goes back into the assassin business to go kill all these bad guys who killed his dog and stole his car. Spoiler alert, in the second movie at the beginning, he gets his car back and he trashes it. But anyway, he killed the whole gang. And he got a new puppy. Sorry if that was spoilers, but you should expect spoilers. You know, yeah. But anyway, definitely watch that movie. It's quite violent, but you know, if you can't handle it, then get out. Please keep listening. Moving up to number 2. This is my favorite animated movie ever. Number 2, 1990-something. I cannot remember, and I'm not going to look it up because I'm too lazy. It's Beavis and Butthead Do America, based off of the TV series by Mike Judge. They created a movie where they have to go across America, and then they're thought of as dangerous people because they were unknowingly planted with, like, this virus by this chick. It's a really funny movie. Again. Probably, you might want to be at least 10 to watch this. Maybe 9. Because, the language isn't always good. It's not as bad as something like Semi-Pro or Step Brothers, but, you know. Or even Tenacious D. You know, just some of the things they say aren't too child-friendly. So that's the second greatest movie ever. Now, get ready for this. The greatest movie ever is Napoleon Dynamite. It's the greatest movie ever, according to the Phenomena Nation's top 10 movies list. Yeah. With John Heder, released in 2004. It's just a funny movie. I like it because it feels less like like a movie and more like they're using a camera to follow a nerd's life. And I like that. And it's pretty funny. That's another reason why I really enjoy it. It's extremely funny. I find myself laughing the whole time throughout the movie. And I also just love that how quotable it is. I think it's probably the most quotable movie I've ever watched. And yeah, I really enjoyed it. Definitely watch that movie. And yeah. I also have 6 honorable mentions. And after I revise my top 10 list, some of these are probably going to make it onto there. So, and I'm not going to read these in order of my top 6. But yeah. So honorable mentions is the Clint Eastwood film A Fistful of Dollars, which is the 2 movies before The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, which is probably the most famous of his movies. And yeah, this was just all around a good movie. There's clips of it in Back to the Future 2. I remember that. And Marty uses the same sort of tactic against bullets in the 3rd one. But yeah, this is just an all-around good Western film. It has a very good score. Definitely recommend that to you. And another one out of the 6, RoboCop, the first one. 1987, with Peter Weller. It's a good movie. Guy gets, like, shot to death by some really sadistic gangsters. And these people turn him into a cyborg to help him fight crime, to help fight crime in the city of Detroit. And, yeah, RoboCop, the original from 1987. Okay, the next one, another 80s action movie, Predator 2. I've never seen the first one, but I don't think you have to. This is just the second in the series. As Danny Glover, released in 1990, and it was a very, very good movie. Like RoboCop, I wouldn't recommend this to young viewers because it's kind of scary and extremely violent. Not as violent as RoboCop, but this movie is kind of, this movie is good, but a lot of the characters you come to enjoy and you want to live, they usually end up getting decapitated or have their skin ripped off or something, you know, Predator stuff, but it was a good movie, and I'd recommend it to anyone who likes 80s action movies. Next one, the 4th movie in the honorable mentions is Crank with Jason Statham. I'm not sure if I mentioned this, but it's the same guy from The Meg. It's an watch that shark movie. It's great. Number 7 on the list. And the plot of the movie, Jason Statham, who plays Chevy Chelios, I don't know, I can't remember, but he's poisoned, and he has to keep his adrenaline up, or the poison kills him. Good movie, definitely recommend that to anyone who likes Jason Statham movies, action movies. Definitely good movie. Again, pretty violent. Well, not as violent as Predator 2 or RoboCop. And not for young children, but, you know, if they're like 5. But anyway, definitely good movie. If you're into that kind of stuff, definitely watch it. Now, the fifth movie, this is a extremely famous movie that I've only just seen recently. It's Die Hard with Bruce Willis from 1988. I'm sad that I haven't seen it until now. It was such a good movie. And it's often ranked as the greatest action movie of all time, which I don't exactly agree with, but it's up there. The plot of the story is he goes to a Christmas party that his wife was at because it's in LA. He's a New York policeman. His wife lives in LA. And then the tower that they're at, having a Christmas party at, is taken over by terrorists. And John McClane, who's played by Bruce Willis, he has to kill all the terrorists. Super good movie. Definitely watch that if you're into action movies, 80s action movies. Super good. I didn't realize Bruce Willis ever had hair. And the number 6 on the honorable mentions list, Dumb and Dumber with Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels, 1997. Very, very funny movie. I don't have too much to say about it besides it's funny and you should watch it. It's a 90s comedy. Those are 90s Jim Carrey comedy. Those are usually pretty funny. And, definitely watch Dumb and Dumber if you haven't, because it's pretty famous. And if you haven't seen it, well, you got some watching to do. So let's go over our top 10 movies list. And number 10, you've got The Green Hornet. Number 9, damn it, I forgot. I'll be right, 1 sec. Okay, got it now, sorry. But remember, there could always be another. This is my current top 10 greatest movies of all time list. There could be another movie out there. Okay, number 10, Green Hornet. Number 9, Semi-Pro. Number 8, Step Brothers. Number 7, The Meg. Number 6, Star Wars Chapter 6, Return of the Jedi. Number 5, Tenacious D, The Pick of Destiny. Number 4, Missing in Action 3. Well, technically, it's Braddock, Missing in Action 3. Number 3, John Wick. Number 2, Beavis and Butthead Do America. And number 1, Napoleon Dynamite. And anyway, thank you for listening. And I'm grateful for all my listeners. But remember, it could always change. And my top and my 6th honorable mentions, Dumb and Dumber, Die Hard, Crank, Predator 2, RoboCop, and A Fistful of Dollars. So anyway, thanks for listening. I'll see you. Well, you'll listen to the next episode, right? Because you better. Be a good listener. Man, you guys really didn't think I'd forget, did you? I got the Chuck Norris fact right here. When Chuck Norris hears a tsunami warning, he gets out his surfboard. It's true. He's a world-class surfer.